You lot officially suck. Okay? And Becky clearly makes a lot better toast than you ever would, my friends. Oh, yeah.
And I'm clearly blacker.
Yeah. She's clearly blacker than you'll ever be. Run the titles.
Cleveland, sit down. I want to sing a little song that kept me going when I had troubles. We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster. Rock lobster! Rock lobster! Yeah, you're gonna be okay.
the latest from around the globe. This is Radio Redux News with Archangel UK.
And also here with Echo Hawk. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Radio Redux. As the jingle said, Archangel UK. And sitting on my left in the Radio Redux studio is Echo Hawk. Say hello, Echo.
Hello, guys.
That would be Echo Hawk, who appears to be American Caucasian in nature. Very difficult. You see, we just followed the Sonic Hour, which made its jubilant return. Sorry, I made a mistake there. It made its return from a 7-decade hiatus. We found out many things in that show. Number one, that nothing had changed. Number two, that they've overrun so much, they've only got a 50-minute show now. So... So thanks to those guys.
I thought we switched places with them.
No. They can. They've got their time. I've got my time. This is my time. This is our time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, before we just go through a little rundown on the news, because after the last hour, some actual facts about games might be worth your while. So Friday, The Conduit, which has already come out in America and Canada and places like that. The Conduit, the game by High Voltage, I believe, High Voltage Gaming, came out in Europe. And High Voltage are also working on some of the multiplayer issues that people have at the moment. But yeah, it's out. It's out in a regular version, also one that is a limited edition version and has a nice art book in it, and it also has a sleeve on it, a little nice cardboard sleeve, which actually looks a darn sight better than the normal cover, in my opinion. But that's just in my opinion, and you all know my opinion counts for jack shizzle. Planet 51, for those who don't recall, Planet 51, the family movie about an astronaut from the US who's got all the right stuff and proceeds to land on this planet, 51, which is supposed to be uninhabited, and he finds out there is a entire sort of alien civilization there which seems to be at the same level as 1950s America. So it's all very... think Back to the Future 1 and... everything that sort of went on there, and you'll probably be in the right place. Well, the second movie teaser trailer is out. We've put that up on the Sega Europe not the Twitter, although we did put it up on the Twitter actually, but the Sega Europe YouTube account. You can feel free to go over there and check it out. It's a teaser for the movie, not for the actual game. Remember, Sega are indeed making the game of the movie, which will be out in time for the movie's launch. That's actually one of the ones I'm involved in, nicely enough. It's just a tease of the movie, but check it out, it's really nice. SOA also did the second episode of their The Sega Show podcast called E3 and Blast Processing. Woo-ha! And that had all sorts in it. They had... we got an interview from Rob Bartholomew from SOE, somebody I know. The Conduit, interviews with that, but Alpha Protocol, which I think Alpha Protocol is probably like the next one out game now for Sega. Not entirely confident on that, but I think Alpha Protocol is next. Either that or Wacky World of Sports. Sonic, then we've got an interview with Dan Gallardo, who's the brand manager at SOA for Sonic and Sega All Stars Racing. Interview with Jose Manuel, who's the head of development at Pyro Studios, Planet 51. Pyro Studios, who are doing not only, they are obviously the force behind the Planet 51 movie, but they're also the force behind the Planet 51 game. They're actually making both together, which is quite novel, actually. And they add some other bits as well. It doesn't feature me, therefore it's not as good as any other show on Sega. It's all the SOA guys. It's all Clumsy and Kelly and Ruby.
And they tend to give things away that they shouldn't be giving away.
Yeah, that's another story. That's another story for another time.
Mm.
Anyway. Anyway, hello to all of you. That's pretty much all the news. Oh, SOA's blog has got details on how to make an origami alien, which, I don't know about you, is exactly the thing I wanted to know. Even sadder, it was posted yesterday. One other thing is that on Friday, somewhat later than it should have been, and not due to the fact that I asked where it was, why it hadn't happened, but Sonic and Tails made their traditional
appearance
in a Phantasy Star Universe. Although it wasn't their traditional appearance, because normally they just appear in the lobby in front of all the statues and go, "Oh, look!" And then it's up to everyone to sort of come along and do stuff. This year you had to. It was like if you say "Happy Birthday, Sonic." To Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if it worked for Tails. If you said "Happy Birthday, Sonic" to Tails, Tails might have got a bit pissed off. There was a couple of things, and you could get two items. One of which was a knight statue, and the other one was just a sort of general "Happy Birthday" statue, which is pretty cool. Sonic and Tails did actually join your missions this time, which is pretty groovy. There was a little bit of a delay. Whilst they try to get the mission bits through Sonic Team approvals. Speaking of Sonic Team approvals, see what I did there, sweetheart? Yeah. See what I did there. Sonic Team approvals, as was revealed in a Summer of Sonic related blog on TSS and the Summer of Sonic website, we have the official Summer of Sonic logo. This is it. This is the logo. It was created by the Sega Europe Creative team, Creative Services team, with my input. And it is officially endorsed and approved by Sonic Team. Okay, so the Sonic Committee, so Izuka San and all those people, sat down, looked at this logo, went, "Oh yes, Summer of Sonic. Yes, I remember this," and they approved it. So that's it. Anyway, Dreadnoughts actually forgot to say that that was the official logo, and we have the official logo. So we have an official logo, and it'll if you go on the Summer of Sonic website, which is summerofsonic.com, you'll be able to do that as well as register, because Earthheart, who's been a very busy bee despite having all sorts of other things to worry about, has sorted out the registration for you. Now, we need to know, if you want to come to Summer of Sonic, okay, we need to know off of you basically some basic details like who you are, where you're from, who do you want us to contact if you die, things like that. And this is so we can get an idea of numbers. Obviously, we had the idea of numbers before, but then TSS died in a great ball of fire and cataclysm and urine and other stuff. So please let us know if you do intend to come. Okay, we need to know all your details. If you do that, then you'll get, you'll eventually get, I'm not sure if it's straight away or not, I thought I'd be able to say. No, beforehand, they'll get a letter, which is which is a ticket.
Yes.
And that'll be like your fast track, because we'll have your details on there.
Exactly.
Anyone who doesn't pre-register, you'll have to go through a process where we fill in all the stuff on a form or something.
Exactly.
So it just lets you get in quicker to SOS.
Yes.
And you want to get in there quick, presumably. But apparently we've already got over 60 people signed up for SOS who are definitely coming. I don't think that even includes the staff or the guests. So, those wonderful people who we've still yet to confirm quite a few. But there we go. That's your news. Hope you enjoyed it. Beforehand, we had Track Zero from Sonic Crackers, mainly because on Sonic Hour they were continually going on about somebody, one of the community members called Jacob. and going about, oh, if there anything called Jacob, was any Sonic track do a Jacob or Crackers? Completely forgetting Sonic Crackers, of course, which is just fucking lame. So that was track zero off that. We also had right at the beginning we had Peter Griffin singing a version of Rock Lobster, which is always cool. And after that, we had the Molyneux mix of the Halo theme from Halo 2. So that is it. That was your news and everything. We are here. We are eager to please in a sort of not eager kind of way. But nevertheless, we are here. Let's go down the chat room and see what we can see. Actually, did you want to do the chat rundown this time? Okay.
No.
Okay. I did like the fact that Dreadnux was puzzled by Chanbot.
Really?
He was did a rundown of the of the people in the chat room, and he was puzzled by Chanbot because apparently he thinks Chanbot isn't real.
Really?
Well, if Chanbot's not real, I am most unimpressed. Tickets are going to be sent apparently about 2 to 3 weeks before SOS starts, according to Earthheart. So there we go.
So the sooner you register, the more likely you'll get your tickets.
Indeed. Oh, Blue Blurs has come on, Echo. Got it. Come on, Tim. Come on, Tim. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tim. You can't win Wimbledon because we've changed our allegiance to the Scottish whiny fellow.
Okay.
Anyway, so starting from the bottom, we have Unsourced Spondy. Then we have the DJ, VJ Turbo, Tiki STK, Staff Spinball Wizard, Sonic AD, Shadow Fox 04, Shades, Ringtail Fox, Riddick Trademark, Riddick TM, one or two, Project Phoenix. That sounds familiar for Project Phoenix. I wonder what we use that name for. Minus Mars Prower, Lowercast Hawks, Guest 13532. Go! 13532! Go! 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 Let's go! Gabby Foxboy Mick, Fire on the Hole! D'Artagnan, Darkspace, Blueblur 95, AKs on SSR, MK Joshu, Bread Ducks, and Chanbot. Chanbot. I'm sorry, Dreadnoughts, you can't be a DJ. We need to replace you with an automaton. Which is a very posh automaton. An automaton. You see. It's slightly posher.
Automaton.
Automaton.
Exactly.
Oh, Sonic R. C'est l'heure. La radio show dans avec the Dreadnoughts. Ah. La Roy Yeux.
No. Anyway.
Oui. Oui, non. Non. Quel désastre. Anyway. There was lots of hugging and kissing going on the forum.
PDA.
Yeah.
Chanting.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we best get through. We'll have another little music break now because we went through the news.
Mm-hmm.
DC wanted his song, didn't he?
Yep.
You can't have it.
Why?
Just because.
It's racially offensive.
No. What? Why? Just because they've said you're black doesn't mean you have to think everything's racism all the time now. Come on.
Well, it could be species offensive, I suppose, or something weirder like that.
What, to ducks?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what was the song.
The ducks.
He texted you. He didn't tell me anything.
Lemon Jelly, it was, with, I will play it, unless it's huge. No, it's 6 minutes, 7 seconds
Never
long.
No. Chance.
Bat chance. Not a chance in hell, okay?
Nice.
Well, where's the I'm just going to go on to the request thread and see if we actually get some of those out of the way. Because people are welcome to send in their requests. They can send them via Twitter to @SonicRex.
Well, why don't we start them off with something?
Or alternatively, you can send them in via the Radio Redux section on Inferial Online.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you go here, you'll see the Summer of Sonic logo. It's the official logo of Summer of Sonic. You can also put in your listener requests there. Or you can also email them, of course, to RadioRedux@SonicRex.com. Umiuri insists on having Flash by the Queen. By Queen. Yes,
Flash, aw. It's a miracle. Philippe's alive.
Etc. We've had that, read that. Blue Bell, I quite wanted Red Sphere, Blue Sphere from Project Chaos. I have absolutely no problem in sorting that out. From Katonic as well. Ah, awesome. So that's coming up. And we'll have another track as well from these. Actually, no, I had tracks down. I had tracks listed down. That sucks. Why did I forget these? We're also going to have a track called Divine Wings. And that is from Sonic Riders Zero Gravity. So we've got those two coming up for you. We'll be back afterwards with some Q&A UK and EH.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, guys, we'll be back in 5 minutes 50. Catch you in a bit. We'll be right back. And we're back. And it's time for some questions and answers, answers and questions, some Q&A UK, and DH if she can be interested.
I am, don't you start.
Yeah. Anyway, AK, if you could be any game villain, who would it be and why?
We were asking this last week, you didn't have an answer.
That's true.
Do you have an answer?
If I could be any game villain. Actually, I do have, I do have an answer to that.
Really?
Yes. And it's very simple, actually. Because I thought it out. And the answer that I will give to the question relates to a certain game called Shenmue.
You never played it.
And I would be Lan D, for the simple fact that Lan D gets away with it.
Oh dear.
Lan D's the bad guy, and the bad guy who sort of wins, in that he doesn't get caught at all ever. So there we go. That's my answer. Echo, how do I get a certain guy off my back even though I told him that him and I are just friends?
Usually you get a friend to do it. That's my answer, straight up, because if you try to do it, then they're looking at you and they get all googly-eyed, and it's just like, just no. Just get somebody else to do it for you.
To both of us, have you seen the movie Twilight?
Nope.
No. Echo, if Mario Dude was your brother instead of mine, how would you deal with him? This would be fun. Oh, boy.
I give him
the world of hurt, the doors open up into eternal damnation. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, I have something similar to that already, so it's kind of like, yeah. But, usually you just get him, find some other fan thing for them to be torn over. Like, for example, my brother used to be, He used to be like a Yu-Gi-Oh fan or something like that. And then he started playing World of Warcraft and these other things. Find something else for him to take interest into besides just Mario.
Can I suggest novelty plates?
That's possible. Or the eggs.
That's true. Yeah, Fabergé eggs. Yeah, Fabergé eggs. He'll be completely screwed. To both of us, I watched a video where Shadow became a vampire, and the final battle against him and Sonic, they both killed each other.
Awesome.
How much shock would that put you in?
I'd be a little bit of shock just because they were there, but sure, go for the vampire thing. What's the vampire question? This is the second.
Lots of vampires. Because,
in July. Yeah.
Vampires in July. I like how you think vampires in July is like terrible.
I'm not.
This is so out of season for vampire talk. I'm most disturbed by this turn of events.
I'm not sure.
Surely they know that today's fashion season is the werewolf. Oh wait, that was a while back as well. Perhaps it's Frankenstein's monster. Yes, mutants. Those are the new. Mutation is the new undead, is what we're saying here.
Right.
Joe Forever says there's a series called K-On, rip off from Eon or something else.
No idea.
No, it's a blatant rip off from us.
Oh really?
Yeah, total. It's proven. It's fact.
Where's that?
It's proven in the court of law.
Where is this?
The court of law.
No, I meant the where's this K-On thing?
Oh, I don't know. Somewhere.
But you just
somewhere out there in the blue yonder, through the mists of time, in a location beyond the peradventure.
Just a minute, you don't know where it is.
I know perfectly well where it is. It is where it is and where it has always been.
Somebody woke up.
they're from Twilight Run, apparently. Well,
there you go. All right, then. Now he finally listens.
So he's listening in.
I guess.
He's listening into that, the show, and something else at the same time.
He's just that awesome.
That's kind of impressive, actually. Jacob, who we've already made reference to earlier, says...
What?
He says, can you do an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression to both of us?
I don't wanna. But you're gonna.
I like how you go, I don't want to. As opposed to actually having a go.
Yeah.
See, I was going to say, yes, I can do one, but it's rubbish.
No, I really can't. I'm not even going to try.
The problem with Arnold Schwarzenegger impression is that people always do the same tired cliches.
Yep.
You know, people will say, I'll be back. Or they'll do, if your surname is Justin, you'll get to the chopper. Or... They're obsessed with choppers. Absolutely.
Oh, I believe it.
I'm not talking about motorcycles here.
Sounds like a problem.
But Greg says iTunes disappeared, therefore it's stuck somewhere.
Nice.
Oh.
No.
We're going to Halo again.
He needs to do the task manager. He should be able to find iTunes and shut it down that way.
Indeed.
Ew!
So, yes, I can. And no, Echo won't.
I'm pretty sure I can.
AUK, don't you have a DVR that can record Top Gear so the show can resume? Yeah, but no one bothers to listen to it, so why bother continuing?
Yeah, that's our show notice will not listen to the show after a certain point.
Haven't you noticed there's a mass sort of evacuation of
the entire
facility
as they all go their separate ways. So, if we kept going, then we'd have to invite the guys over, we'd have to get nachos, we'd have to clean the place up,
And frankly, I can't bother to do all that work.
Shut up.
You're actually gonna do nothing!
Don't look at me.
Yeah, I'll refrain from comment there.
I do things.
You do things very slowly.
In my own good time. Yeah, it's not slowly, it's in its own good time.
He's like, Echo, the house is on fire! I'll do it later!
Me.
AK, are you planning on getting Windows 7 soon? No, I'm kind of getting used to Vista at the moment.
Go figure.
I pay for weddings and things. I'm getting Windows 7.
7?
Yeah, Windows 7. That's the new one.
Oh, I thought it was...
Vista's 6.
Oh.
XP is 5.
I have no idea. I'm not keeping track. I can't do it. I just call it by the names. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
This will be a good one. Oh, this will be good. This better be good.
Uh-oh.
If you had to choose between saving a random child or AUK, who would you save from death?
I'd probably save AUK. This child would...
Probably!
That's like a 90% probability. That's fairly good. I don't know. It depends on the random kid and if it's like... I don't know.
If I may survive the injuries...
That too. If you could survive it, then hell no. I'm not going to bother with you. I've got to save the other one.
Indeed.
Nice.
Dear, dear. Ooh, Crikey, everyone's gone strange.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have.
You just... Oh, good. Leroy Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
Why
the hell? I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know. Something. Leave them alone. Let them keep going. It's telling me it's still alive.
Blake's...
Lol.
Blake's,
Full affair.
In his computer system's gone weird, basically, telling him he's doing something. Have you ever wanted to beat a random stranger because of something they did? Yeah. Oh, very much.
I'm sure you did. I have no idea if I did.
Somebody started to wipe... I was going walking along in London, and somebody's eating chips, and somebody sort of wiped... As I went past, I started to wipe their vinegary fingers on my leather jacket. And unfortunately, they were a gang of about 5 friends. But I swear, if they had been on there, I'd be fucking ask it.
See, the problem is you come from an area that's got more people around it. Me, we'd pretty much either be more inbred than anything, or we wouldn't even... we wouldn't touch each other for the most part, thank you. We just kind of kept going our separate ways, tended to our plots of land, and generally left each other alone.
I think you're talking general of the country as opposed to your general area of living.
Kind of my area, I suppose. I mean, in New York, I'm sure they encounter similar problems as you do in London, but obviously that's not going to be the case in Kentucky. I'm sorry.
BlueBlood5 asks, where did your screen names come from?
Well, I asked you that. You've got yours already coming.
Yeah, I've already mentioned how it originated.
To me, why don't you?
I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it on here before.
Well, go ahead.
The Archangel bit comes from a character that appeared on the OddCavesKingdom.com website, which was some very, very nasty fellow who pulled a prank on me at one point involving a whoopee cushion and a can of whipped cream or something or the other.
Mm-hmm.
For his crimes, he was imprisoned in dungeons underneath the CavesKingdom.com website because, you know, all websites have dungeons. And basically, it was a series of sort of posts that he did, little sort of short writings about his sort of life in these dungeons, welcoming you into his dungeon and seeing what he'd been up to in the time since you'd last spoken to him. It was quite ghoulish, and there was usually one death or something or the other. Some poor he accidentally killed some poor film producer by cutting him in half horizontally in a lift, and Archangel lives off rats as well. So
basically, what you're saying is your screen name.
But I like the Archangel name, so I sort of stuck with that, and let that sort of become my handle. But I sort of added on UK at the end just for, I don't know, for greater identification purposes. Where did Echo Hawk come from?
Echo Hawk was actually, obviously, it's my character's name, but I kind of use it as a staple for...
But where did that name come from?
The WoW character. Everything. It actually originated, I was building the character name similar back when I was playing SA2B, which is Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. And I was actually building the character, and it was like, how do you make the character names? You go with something that's intangible, as the first part, typically, whether it was Shadow, it was Silver, it was whatever. Of course, Silver didn't exist at the time, but, you know, it was just kind of that. And then an animal.
Sorry.
So, yeah, but it just eventually I found kind of some sort of balance. It was something I came up with over at a friend's house while I was discovering my fandom, so it's been there since the beginning. It's been there for 6 years now. 6 years, at least.
There we go.
So, it was something I came up with. It's the original character name. It hasn't changed, however, the character has changed a lot.
There we go.
So.
BlueBlood95 also asks, how is young Timmy? Well, I've already covered that. There we go. How's we been in London? I mean, I've actually been in London for the last couple of days. I've been there.
Well, this week it's been kind of nice because it's been cooler, but at the same time it's been wet, so it's kind
I've
of...
spent an awful lot of time outside London this week. For one reason or another.
One particular day, and
ugh.
Ben, you poor beast. Just tell him to come back for the recording of it.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Oh, God. Find it from last time.
I don't think he'll be able to. Otherwise, he wouldn't ask.
Find it from last time, we'll get the recording. But I'm on the air.
But we've got, like, 5 more minutes anyway. Yeah, so... Exactly. Anyway.
Who'd win the fight? Sonic or Crash Bandicoot?
Sonic.
I
never had anything.
Sonic would whip
Crash.
His ass.
No, Crash. Good job. Anyway.
Why don't you have a driving license? Okay. I think he's asking me.
Yeah.
Because you do.
Yes, I do have a driving license. license. Not an international.
I don't, because I couldn't afford to drive. I have a provisional driving license.
You just never bothered to make it a permanent.
Well, I couldn't afford the fear to sort out the theory, and that was what was keeping me back from taking a test.
Theory. I keep hearing about theory.
Drive theory, yes.
I had another individual go through theory. That sounds like... It makes it a lot more big and important and impressive than it probably really is.
No, it's just a written exam.
Yeah.
Well, it's a written exam and a sort of observation exam. Just check that you're going to be... hey, there's a child coming on the side of the road. He's got a ball. There's a very good chance that he's going to kick the ball, or he's going to drop the ball, or he's going to fall in the road. Or, alternatively, you're coming up to a car, and there's a man in the passenger side door who seems to be fiddling about with something.
Mm-hmm.
At your approach to the car. You know, he could very well just randomly open the door. So it's hazard.
So it's just generally a way to make hazard people more paranoid.
Hazard observation.
Right.
Yeah. Are you smiling right now?
You're kind of just straight-faced.
And she is as well.
Nice.
You are!
Okay.
You're grinning now, but you weren't before. You were sort of like... what do you think the best... Why do you think Sonic games are so good?
Ooh.
They're so good!
It's kind of... I mean, you have to get it from a different... perspective sometimes, because I know him being from his very old perspective there doesn't really view some of the games as good as others, but me being just kind of the consumer, I'll go along with whatever they damn well decide to create. I'd have to say it's just kind of a unique gameplay experience compared to, say, other games. And I know you'll say, oh, Mario's got Mario Universe and Galaxy and blah blah blah, and it's like, yeah, they kind of start stuff, but oh dear.
I'm just reading what Dreadnoks is writing in the chat room.
Oh dear. Mm-hmm. How did Dreadnoks' name come to be? That's what I want to know. That's something for
maybe next week on the Sonic Hour.
They will
talk about stuff.
Maybe, and they could. Oh, that reminds me. Before we go, Sonic Hour, if you ever refer to me again, you need to refer to me in terms that you would use for the Stig. You cannot refer to me any other way, because this black stuff and this other stuff, it's not flying. And you're going to get clubbed at Summer of Sonic if you're not careful.
Yeah, she's going to Summer of Sonic, because she will kick your asses.
I'm not sure what I'm doing at Summer of Sonic.
You're kicking the asses of Jocelyn's.
Oh, really?
You're on Jocelyn backing
duty. That's my staff job.
Yep, no, that's your Rex job.
My Rex job.
You need to look after the poor little... no longer number one in the UK website, people.
Oh,
because, Sonic Rex is number one. Uh-huh, I'm going to Alexa. We're kicking your asses.
Nice.
In fact, you're not even number two. Retro's number two. That's cruel of me, I know. Sonic. See, I'm smiling now, Blue Blur. I'm smiling now. Let's finish off these ones for Blue Blur.
Yeah.
Why do you think Sonic games are so good? Because they just are. They're so engaging. They're so engaging. They're open. They're pretty. They're for the most part,
they're
simple
more unique
to you.
In my opinion.
They have their own individual things. They evolve as well. It doesn't stand still. Speaking of evolving and standing still, what are your thoughts on Super Mario Galaxy 2?
Not positive, because I didn't actually like the first game.
I couldn't care less.
Well, you didn't play it because.
No, but I really couldn't care less. It was like,
it's
oh,
a Mario game.
They've announced number two.
Okay.
Yep, sweet.
I guess it. Well, because right.
Earthbot's got an idea for you for SOS.
Alright, last question. Let's have
a few. And what was your first video game?
Oh, wow. Mine actually was a Mario game, I'm sad to say. No, it was the Zelda game. It was Link to the Past on the original SNES. We had it, like, as kids, and I was rubbish at Mario, so, but I was actually halfway decent at Zelda, so, go figure. What?
Cool.
That was when I was a pup. What about you, since you're slightly behind?
Star Goose. on the Nintendo, not Nintendo, we'll talk about the Atari ST.
Oh, good luck.
Star Goose, which was the most awesome thing ever.
Really?
And, yeah. Hmm. It was awesome.
Yeah, we didn't have Ataris at my house.
It was a computer, and it was practical. because it just was practical.
Uh-huh. All right.
Right, it's time to go. So we're going to have two tracks to close out the show. That's going to be Eternal Oath from Tales of Symphonia, and from Eternal Arcadia is going to be Kingdom of Ixitaka, which I've probably pronounced wrongly, but you know, sue me. But so we'll be back next week with more tired people listening in, drained from Sonic Hour, and therefore unable to actually, you know, be interested in this video show. But so, hey, we'll be back next week with more of the same and less of the different. I've been Archange UK.
I've been Echo Hawk.
Oh, she's got it this week. She's learning, guys. She's learning.
Here's the pencil.
This has been that's a pencil. Thank you. This has been Radio Redux, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
See you guys.